New York state and local officials gathered in Albany County today asking for Governor Andrew Cuomo to include shopping malls in phase three of reopening from the pandemic. Democratic Assemblymember Pat Fahey stood at the podium in the almost empty parking lots outside Crossgates Mall in Guilderland. The Albany Democrat asks if big box stores were allowed to remain open throughout the pandemic shutdown and most retail opened in phase two. Why not shopping malls?
I had co-signed a letter just 2 weeks ago with myself and my colleague John McDonald with a number of upstate members urging the governor to include malls in phase two along with other retail businesses. We are waiting word on that letter, but in the meantime now we're ready for phase three, and we think we're ready.
Phase 3 begins Friday for five regions across New York, with the Capital Region expected to follow next week. Phase 3 includes restaurants and food service for indoor and outdoor dining, as well as personal care services like nail salons and massage studios. Crossgates Mall employs between 2,500 and 3,000 people and is home to 225 stores, something pointed out by the officials who touted its economic benefit to the area. It's not just retail, but restaurants too. Brandy Cockfield, who is bar manager at The Standard, said outdoor dining is open but is not sustainable.
You have such a large restaurant, and not having the foot traffic and not being able to open up the mall and let everybody come in from the inside is not going to work.
Philip Pevsner, along with his brother Andrew, co-founded Laced Up, a shoe and clothing store inside Crossgates Mall, along with three New York City area stores. Pevsner says he wants to reopen for the sake of his staff.
Our main job in the recent couple months has just been to calm them down and be like, hey guys, we're going to do everything we can to stay alive and stay through this. And we're hoping that we can do that. But that's certainly less clear if there's no plan to reopen. So we're just hoping that we are given some guidance, and we're really hoping that we open soon.
If you drive up to the mall today, although it isn't open, there are signs on the doors as part of a number of new safety protocols Crossgates and its parent company, Pyramid, have instituted. Michael Gately is general manager at Crossgates.
So we're asking that everyone who walks through the door to be wearing a mask, and that on top of it, anyone who is here and at the shopping center, if you're sick, please don't enter.
Gately said the safety protocols are being implemented at Pyramid's 15 shopping centers in the Northeast.
It's going to be all of our properties in New York State and Massachusetts. We've worked together on a cohesive plan, and some of them are, you know, meet or exceed CDC, state, and national guidelines in terms of what we're doing.
Reporting from Guilderland for WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.